It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The massive data breach that occurred at Target stores over the holidays was thought to affect 40 million customers. With estimates expanded Friday to more than 100 million, it's believed that names, mailing addresses, phone numbers, and email addresses have been compromised, along with credit and debit card numbers. Now comes news today that Neiman Marcus has teamed up with the U.S. Secret Service to investigate its own data breach, which led to the theft of credit card and personal information. The question is this a larger security breach? And we're talking with a couple of members of a company in Pittsburgh called Traversa to find out more about it. Joining us here in Studio A, Orion Czarnecki, cyber forensic analyst with Traversa. Orion, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
And also with us is Andy Tormacy, federal project manager at Traversa, to talk about the larger security implications at work here. Andy, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
And if you have a comment or question for our guests, you can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is essspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at essspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Do these revelations over data breaches give you pause when using your credit or debit card? 412-246-2002 is the number to call. With the news that the Target data breach affected far more people than originally thought, and today's story about the Neiman Marcus data hack, is this just the tip of the iceberg, gentlemen? Is this merely scratching the surface of a larger cyber attack that took place during the holiday season? Orion?
Unfortunately, the signs are pointing to that it may be. We had just another huge data breach in October when Adobe Systems, who were the makers of Photoshop, Audition, and other programs, had over 152 million of their accounts breached as well. And we've seen this year to year. We have just tremendous amounts of consumer data being exposed, both through hacking events and security breaches of various companies.
Is there any evidence that the two attacks on Neiman Marcus and Target, that those attacks are linked, Andy?
At this point, I don't think they're making that claim that they're absolutely linked, but there certainly is normally a domino effect when things like this happen. So after we saw the Adobe breach, we see additional hacks after that. After we see a major hack, information from one hack is brought on to attain information to create another hack and so forth and so on.
What's happening with the data breach at Target? At first we heard 40 million. Now we're hearing 100 million. This information has been slow to come out. Is the Target corporation not being entirely forthcoming? What exactly is going on here? Orion, you're nodding.
Well, I mean, it's an incredibly complex investigation that they've started. You know, the affected consumers, the fact is if you shopped at Target between November 27th and December 15th, your credit or debit card was exposed. And, you know, they uncovered information about this on the 15th of December. And for 4 days, you know, Target was working on this investigation to try to bring accurate information, and they're still doing that. It takes time. They're working with both the Secret Service and the Department of Justice to uncover the information and to ask if they're withholding anything. I think to not incite a full consumer riot, you know, they're wanting to make sure they have their ducks in a row before releasing information. What we've seen so far, that they've been on point about that.
So there had been speculation. And to be fair to Target, what you're saying is it just simply takes time to accumulate to understand fully the extent of a data hack like this. There had been speculation that they were worried about not compromising sales during the holidays, and so now all of the information is coming out now. But Andy, you're saying that may just necessarily be linked to the timing and the time it takes to sort through just how far-reaching this problem has become.
Right, correct. I'm not so sure the Justice Department or the Secret Services came out and said this is exactly the date when these hacks actually occurred. They're coming out and saying these are the dates when we were made aware of them, or Target passed the information to us, and now we've gathered enough information to actually make that notification to the public.
What's unique about this situation, gentlemen? What, if anything, makes this different than data breaches occur all the time? what is different about this one?
Well, you look at the facts here, the sheer size of this, and we've seen certainly in the last 6 months gigantic hacks of consumer information coming out. What's unique about this one is the way that they were targeting the data, and this was done over point of sale systems. So what these intruders did is they actually created malicious software that attacked the point of sale systems at Target brick and mortar stores. Now, no website, you know, purchases they have been reported to have been affected by this, but over 40 million transactions that occurred between that 19-day period were compromised.
How are they doing this? What exactly is it that they're doing?
Sure. Well, the information we have now seems to lead that there was some kind of access to inside systems at Target. What has been reported is that this malicious software targeted the actual point of sale databases, and from that point, these intruders were given essentially 19 days until it was discovered access to consumer data.
So they had all kinds of time to go through information, accumulate information that was presumed to be secure about individuals, their names, addresses, their credit information, all of that.
As far as the information that was breached, we do have indications it included names, phone numbers, email addresses, and the PIN numbers. Target reported that these were actually encrypted. Now, that means that Target had locked down the file, the database that contained this information, but we've seen active intelligence that shows that they're trying to decrypt this and get access to those PIN numbers.
We are talking about the security breach, the data hacking, the massive data breach that occurred at Target stores over the holidays, and now we're hearing that a similar breach on a similar scale occurred at the upscale Neiman Marcus stores. And we're talking about this with two members of a Pittsburgh security firm, cybersecurity firm called Traversa. You just heard from Orion Czarnecki, cyber forensic analyst, and Andy Tormacy, a federal project manager at Traversa. If you'd like to join the conversation, 412-246-2002 is the number to call. Again, 412-246-2002. We're interested in hearing how these revelations over data breaches have affected you. Have they given you pause when using your credit or debit card? What are your concerns? What is your reaction to all of this? And how do you plan to share your credit information in the future? Are there things you can do to make it more secure? Gentlemen, one question that comes to mind here, Visa apparently warned of a series of attacks that had been attempted on its network earlier last year. So in other words, well before the holiday shopping season fully kicked in. But apparently the attacks on Target were much more sophisticated. How so, Andy?
These attacks seem very targeted. Sorry about that.
It's hard to avoid that pun, isn't it?
No, Ryan mentioned the point of sale aspect to this. It's the first time I ever heard of a malware affecting the point of sale for a particular store. Of course, all the major credit cards and companies continually fight off these hackers, and sometimes the hackers win, sometimes they lose. More often than not, I'm sure they lose. You're only going to hear about the ones that that win. But the point of sale aspect of this is extremely unique, at least from my perspective.
What should we as consumers do to protect ourselves? What can we do?
I think the number one thing, if you expect that you've been part of a breach, if you expect that you've seen some indication that you're part of a compromise such as this, first of all, check your statements. Go over line by line your bank account. Log in. See where it's at. See what you're seeing on your credit card statement at the end of the month. And call your card issuer. Target was very responsive early on when they finally came out with the news of this on who to call. You know, they've provided any 800 number that consumers can call to see if they've been affected. And we have seen an unprecedented response by credit card issuing companies to be proactive, to say, hey, your card was part of this. We've received information from Target that you were part of the breach. We're sending you a new card. And we've already began to see that kind of trickle out over the first days of the year.
Andy?
Right. To follow on what Orion said, when you do look at your statements, pay attention to the really, really small charges, the $1, the $1.99s.
Today, why is that?
Well, everybody has an iTunes account or a Google Play account. They're constantly buying apps or a song here and there. So to the point where they're not even paying attention to those anymore. They're only looking at the, pick a number, $50, $100, where those are popping out to them. So the hackers or the the criminals will do a $1.99 charge or a dollar charge and say and see if it works. So they're picking and choosing these credit cards to see what actually works. And if a dollar gets through this month and a dollar gets through next month, that means nobody has changed or the account hasn't been changed. The password, the PIN, whatever data that they have access to hasn't been changed.
What are companies required to do under the law, or what is it reasonable to expect that they should do?
So one of the responses Target had to this, which was we certainly feel was on point, was to offer credit monitoring. So Target has actually partnered up with Experian to offer free for a year to any of their U.S. consumers access to credit monitoring solutions. Now, the challenge with some of these is that they're retroactive.
It also doesn't seem like a whole – like that's really a lot of that they're not really making consumers whole by doing that. Shouldn't they be doing more?
What can you do? You know, other than securing your database, which I believe is the first priority of these companies, consumers trust you with their data. And Target is certainly dealing with a backlash. They've just downgraded their stock. They're closing 8 stores here in the next few months. I mean, they're certainly dealing with a breach of trust in addition to a breach of consumer information.
David on Twitter asks, should Target customers change their PIN?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's something that you've got to consider. It only takes a few minutes to do. But changing your PIN, whether or not they were encrypted at Target's end, they're out there, okay? And soon enough, sooner or later, they're going to be decrypted. Absolutely change your PIN. Log in your bank accounts, website. Make sure you have a secure connection. Call in to the 1-800 number of the issuing company. Make sure that PIN is changed.
Andy, it's impossible not to have some sort of digital information out there. What are the larger implications when it comes to breaches like this in the future?
The larger implications, really, think of a year down the road. If you weren't hacked today or you haven't assumed any kind of exposure in this Target hack, but yet the information is showing that there are email addresses out there, there are phone numbers out there, the criminals will lay in wait. They'll remain dormant. And a year from now, when you're not expecting it, you may get an unsuspecting email or an unsuspecting phone call, maybe from your bank, quote unquote. And it's just somebody reaching for more information. So the more we give out there, just know that it's constantly going to be out there. Once you give something up on the web, it's out there forever. So this is just the paradox of progress that we live in, and we're going to have to continue to remain vigilant.
Are these breaches avoidable, Orion?
That's a great question. You know, to do business in this day and age, it's not only your company. You know, it's not only Target that is doing business here. It's all of their suppliers. One thing we talk about at Tyverse a lot to educate our customers and our partnerships that we have is what we call the extended enterprise. So companies that we partner with, the suppliers and even the customers of different companies from retailers to even medical institutions, your information is traded by many different companies whether you're doing business with one entity. And can it be avoided? There's always going to be bad guys, and they're always going to try to be a step ahead. But I think on the personal level, by keeping ahead, by making sure your PIN is changed, by making sure that you're employing safe browsing, safe visiting of sites, you can keep yourself ahead even if these do occur.
Does some of it trace back to the information sharing that companies do? And is it reasonable for a consumer to expect that if they are sharing their information with, let's say I'm sharing my information with Target, I don't want it to be shared. I don't want to run that risk. Is there a way, or should the government step in, regulators step in and say, you know what, we're going to stop this data sharing because this is increasing the possibility that people's information can be compromised? Andy.
Right. A breach like Target certainly got everybody's attention. So is it the government's responsibility to step in and say this has to change, or is it the people by using their wallet? They're no longer going to go to Target. They're going to feel the effect to incorporate some sort of change in this matter.
So are we saying here that this should deter people from putting their information out there?
It's a great question. I mean, to live in a digital economy, you have to have some pieces of information out there. But when we look at the facts, you know, these breaches, this is not a lone occurrence. Sony experienced in 2011 a breach of over 75 million accounts. These are international companies. Adobe, which we had mentioned earlier, back in October, over 150 million accounts. You have to be very cautious about what you're sharing online, not with only the sites you visit, but the people that you're buying from. And maybe at retail, something a consumer could do to make sure that none of their personal information is there, use cash.
We've been talking with Orion Czarnecki, cyber forensic analyst, and Andy Tormacy, federal project manager with the Pittsburgh cybersecurity company Tversa. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here and sharing your insights with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, how do you attract some of the country's leading speakers and writers to the city? We'll ask Jane Adair when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.